This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The money has indeed started moving, and it is moving away from President Trump and Republican politicians, the ones, at any rate, who objected to the certification of the presidential election last week. Big companies and small banks and others have suspended political contributions, some of them suspended to both parties, it should be said, in light of the events of January the 6th. Mary Hunter McDonald teaches and studies business ethics at the Wharton School. We have gotten her on the phone to help us put this moment into some kind of context. Welcome to the program, Professor.
Thank you.
We have come a long way, it seems, from when corporate America sat seemingly happily with President Trump at the White House in his various business councils and strategy sessions.
I would agree with that.
Why? What took him so long?
So I actually don't think that this is a surprising shock. I think that actually, if you've been watching companies for the past 4 years, there's been a gradual turning against Trump and his policies. We've seen hundreds of executives signing open letters that are pressuring legislators to take action on, you know, gun control, abortion legislation, transgender rights. So this is really part of what I'd see as an evolving story over the last 4 years.
And it is in no small part, as Jim Richardson, the president and CEO of the Professional Golfers Association, he said this weekend when he moved that tournament away from President Trump's club, he said, association with the president is detrimental to our brand.
So I just don't know. I don't think any of us know for sure how Donald Trump or this administration or even last week is going to be remembered in history. But yeah. I think everyone thinks there's a really high risk that what's going to be disclosed in the next few weeks is going to attach a lot of stigma. And so I think a lot of firms are trying to distance themselves before that stigma does introduce itself.
Does it seem to you that corporate America, and as you say, they've been doing this now for a number of years, they do seem to be doing more to stand up to the president than certainly Republican members of the Congress of the United States?
Absolutely. In part, this is because of the difference in company stakeholders. So just because of gerrymandering and the structure of politics, Republicans are answering to, you know, a power base that has very different preferences than your average employee or customer of a large company in America.
As the president fades and as his movement from the 6th of January gets farther in the distance, do you imagine in companies and banks that have cut off money in all of this, are they going to change their minds? Are we going to go back to the way it was?
I think so, actually. I think you should see companies moving back to support the Republican Party members that they see as moving more towards center. Companies really need a party that has corporate interests at heart, but is not going to, you know, simultaneously be angering their core stakeholder constituencies.
So this is an unknowable question, but I'm going to ask you anyway. How long is it going to be till that happens? Because it's disruptive on so very many levels in this economy.
Yeah, you know, I think that what is playing out is a larger social movement struggling for control over what the values that define the two major parties in America will be. We're seeing a lot of activity among employees, especially demanding more voice in their company's engagement in politics. And so to the extent that that happens, you could see companies start to be more progressive champions.
One hates to be deeply, deeply cynical at a deeply cynical time in this country, but a lot of what you have said in this conversation so far reminds me that businesses are businesses, and the bottom line is the bottom line, and that's a little bit of what's going on here.
So that's true, but inside of businesses are people, right? And so you will absolutely find some people in a company who only care about their share price moment to moment, but you're going to find some people in a company that only care about how they're making their consumers and employees feel. And so, you know, I think there's all kinds of people.
Mary Hunter McDonald, she's a professor at the Wharton School at the University of Pennsylvania. Professor, thanks for your time. I do appreciate it.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.